So let's review. At the end of the previous daf, we learned that the Chachamim determined that you can plant five types of seeds in an area of 6x6 tefachim and avoid the Isra of Klein. Our Gemara asks, "Umenalan daha dekimlo l'rabbanan milsi." How do we know we can rely on the Chacham to make that kind of a determination? As Rashi explains, are they experts in this field? Can anyone determine the extent of the yanika, the distance from where it draws nourishment? Rabbi Yochanan answers, yes. And there is a pasuk which teaches us this. It says, Lisasi gvul re'echa asher gavla rishayin. Rabbi Yochanan says, in addition to the simple understanding, do not move the boundary of your neighbor that the early ones marked, the pasuk is also saying, do not plant too close to your neighbor's field, which will weaken his field. Instead, you need to plant at a distance that the early ones established based on their agricultural knowledge. Rabbi Yochanan interprets the pasuk, Eila b'nei seir ha'cheri yeshvi ha'aretz. After all people are inhabitants of the land. Rather, the pasuk is saying that they were very knowledgeable in the settling and use of the land. Based on scent and taste, they were able to determine which fields were more suitable for certain produce. This knowledge was transmitted and indeed known by the Chacham. The Gemara then goes back to discuss the details of the patch where you plant five types of seeds in a garden which is 6x6 tefachim. Rivasi says, Aruga toicha shisha chutz migvuleha. In addition to the 6x6 area, the patch has a one tefach wide path around it for people to stand when they work the garden. As the pasuk says, Veshkisa v'raglecha kagana yarek. You water it on foot like a vegetable garden. The Torah points out on foot to teach Ma regel tefach av gvul tefach, that the path around the garden is the width of a person's foot, which is a tefach. The Gemara then clarifies what exactly the Mishnah's case is. Rav says, Aruga b'chur v'shaninu. The garden patch we're talking about is in an empty area with no other patches around it. That's because if you plant many of these patches right next to each other, the seeds planted along the sides of the two patches would be too close. Each patch only has a one tefach path around it, and the two rows are only two tefachim apart, which is too close. But the Gemara asks, Voikam mokum kronis. You could surround the patch with other patches, and on each side where they face each other, one would not fill the whole line with seeds. For example, if the north side of one faces the south side of the other, you would only plant the 2.5 tefachim from the east of one of the gardens, and the 2.5 tefachim from the west of the other garden. That would create enough space between the closest seeds of the two rows, and you should be allowed to plant these patches next to each other. Rav answered, B'memaleh sakronis. Actually, several patches would only be usher where he also filled up the corners with seeds. In other words, he filled up the entire north and south sides of the two patches with two types of seeds. If you plant two of these patches next to each other, the seeds in the different patches will only be two tefachim apart. However, the Chacham decreed that even when he plants just 2.5 tefachim on the side of the adjacent patches, as suggested earlier, it is prohibited. Because he might put too many seeds on one of the sides of one of the patches, which would make them too close to each other. That's why Rav said that the only way you can plant five types of seeds in a 6x6 patch is if there are no other patches around it. Shmuel says the opposite. He says, Aruga ben aruga shaninu. You can have a patch like the Mishnah described with five types of seeds in a 6x6 garden, even if this patch is surrounded by other patches. The Gemara asks, but then the seeds of one patch and the seeds of the patch next to it are too close. Shmuel answers that he only permits the pattern that Rav prohibited because of a gzeira, where you stagger the seeds so that there is enough space between the seeds of different patches. He is not concerned that a person might plant too many seeds on one side. The Gemara then discusses other halachas of the 6x6 patch. Ula said, they asked a question in Eretz Yisrael. What if, instead of putting just one seed in the middle of the patch, he dug a one tefach wide furrow down the middle of the patch from end to end and filled it with the fifth type of seed? Is that forbidden? Because there is no three tefachim from the seeds on the side to the furrow in the middle. Or is it permitted? Because the furrow is separate and recognizable for the rest of the patch and you don't need it to be three tefachim away. Rav Sheisha said it's aser because it's too close to the sides. But Rav Ashi said it's mutter. The Gemara suggests a different pattern of planting five types of seeds into a 6x6 patch. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you want to be able to fill up almost the entire garden with five different seeds and be able to plant many patches next to each other without having to leave so much unplanted area as in the Mishnah's case, here's what you can do. Oigul ba chamisha. First, plant one type of seed in a circle right in the middle of the patch with a diameter of five tefachim. That will leave a half tefach along each side. Plant the other four types along the sides so that your 6x6 area is now almost completely full of seeds. Since this looks so distinctive, there is no Isser climb, and you may plant many of these little pastures next to each other. But the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan from a Braisa, which says that you can only plant gardens together if they are ketav l'mervas, like a square board, which implies that if it's not a square pattern, you may not plant many pastures next to each other. How can Rabbi Yochanan have many pastures with a circular pattern? Rabbi Yochanan answers, Hosom la kule ba kule achrina. The Braisa said that rule regarding a different type of leniency. It's talking about a case where the garden sticks out a little bit into the field next to it. In that case, since it actually goes into the field, you need a very strong distinction between them. The design of a square field was made in a way that their corners look very distinct. But the circular design of Rabbi Yochanan is not as distinct, and therefore that leniency does not apply to it. But a circular design is distinct enough to apply the leniency that lets you plant patches next to each other.